This is KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. Deep Rye told police that he was working on his car in his driveway over the weekend when a white man wearing a mask walked up to him, shouted, "Go back to your own country," and shot him. Rye is a member of the Sikh religion, and the shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. According to a survey put out by the federal government, hate crimes are widespread, but the official numbers in the FBI's database don't necessarily reflect that. Investigative reporter A.C. Thompson is with ProPublica. He says one reason we don't have great numbers on hate crimes is there's no single definition of a hate crime.
The states have their own state hate crime laws, and those vary from place to place. And five states don't even have a hate crimes law. So Wyoming, Georgia, South Carolina, Indiana, Arkansas don't have the laws at all. In other states, different groups are covered. So some states cover gay and lesbians, some states don't. So there's variation there. There is a federal hate crimes law, and that obviously is uniform around the country. But what you get in these cases is most often they're prosecuted by state and local authorities, and those laws are very different. There's also an issue in that the federal government is the main source of data for hate and bias crimes. And this is through the FBI's crime reporting program. And the federal government has a mandate to go out and ask state and local authorities, hey, did you have any crimes of these types in your jurisdiction in the last 12 months? But a lot of those local police and sheriff's departments don't participate in that program. So about 20% of the departments around the country just don't participate. And they don't send anything on hate crimes to the FBI. Around 80 to 90% of the departments that do participate in the program claim quarter after quarter, year after year, that they don't have any hate crimes in their jurisdictions. And the evidence just doesn't support that. That looks like very shoddy or incomplete reporting.
Why would a local law enforcement department not report a hate crime to the FBI?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. The first piece of this is that they don't get paid to do this. They don't get funding to report this data to the FBI. And so some of them view it as extra paperwork that they just don't have time to do, and there's no mandate to do it. The other part of it is that what falls under the FBI's definition, the data that they're requesting, is pretty expansive. It covers crimes against people because of their ethnicity, because of their religion, because of their race, because of their gender, et cetera, et cetera. And in some places, those may not be particular hate crimes under that state law. So police may just generally not be collecting that type of information. And as well, there's a sort of disincentive in that if you're reporting, oh, well, we've had 10 horrible hate crimes in our county in the last year, you are making your county look perhaps not very nice. And since there's no funding attached to this to report accurately, there's sort of a disincentive to report.
Okay, so America's tracking of hate crimes sounds very uneven. Why does that matter?
You know, it matters for the following reasons. If you talk to criminologists and sociologists about this, the main way that we can sort of gauge the cohesion that we have as a society is through looking at these kind of statistics. Are African-Americans being attacked in a particular state? Are Muslims being attacked and harassed? Are gays and lesbians being attacked and harassed? And the hate crimes data is a real key way to understand if there are groups that are being singled out and targeted. So when you don't have a clear picture of how significant these problems are, you don't know how to address the problems, and you don't know where to direct resources.
You said some law enforcement groups don't really focus on hate crimes. Why would that be? I mean, the idea, I thought the whole idea behind extra punishment for a hate crime is because it's important to crack down on a crime against one that sort of functions as a crime against many. It's really important.
I can't speak to what goes into the mentality of law enforcement who are not focused on these crimes, but what I can tell you is, for example, in the most recent data, federal data, Mississippi claimed there were no hate crimes in that state. No, nobody who studies this believes that to be true. Other states, you know, would claim that they had 3 or 4 or 10, or you have Hawaii, which reports none, doesn't report at all to the federal government, you know, just doesn't even participate as a state in the program. And I don't know what the motivations are in these states and in these local jurisdictions for not reporting or not reporting accurately or not training officers well to document hate crimes. But I know that it's happening.
Well, you're not speculating, but bias comes to mind. Bias against any of these marginalized groups comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a thing to be concerned about. I think it's also that, look, I think probably an even broader problem is that in many places, police training in general is not great. It could be better. It could be more current. It could be more sophisticated. And I think what we've seen in instances with use of force in recent years in America is that the training on this in a lot of places isn't great. And you can bring that over to looking at bias crimes as well. And I think that there's a sort of failure to do the really great training that can be done in a lot of places on that issue. And I think that that's part of a more widespread problem with training of law enforcement.
How could we realistically do a better job tracking hate crimes?
One way is something that's been brought up in Congress several times, and that would be to tie grant funding coming from the federal government to actually reporting hate crimes to the federal government, to the FBI, and reporting it accurately. And there have been bills introduced in Congress to do this. And it's a pretty simple solution. I mean, I think that would be a big starting point.
Finally, AC, you've been reporting on this for ProPublica. What indication do you see that America is getting or will get better at tracking and reporting hate crimes?
There's sort of two trends, right? And one trend is really scary. And everyone who's looking at this believes that there has been an uptick in hate incidents in recent months. There is great concern that there is a surge in hate crimes and a surge in bias incidents. That's the scary part. The hopeful part is that there is concern, and there's a lot of people looking at this right now in the public sector, in the media sector, in the nonprofit sector. And I think that that attention, for example, everybody in the Senate calling on the federal government to do more about anti-Semitism is a hopeful sign.
A.C. Thompson's been investigating hate crimes and the way we track them and don't track them for a series in ProPublica. We are tweeting out a link to one of those stories right now, at KUOW.